Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ding!
You know, my dick is actually only this long, and when it's in the pump, it grows an extra 3 inches. But the real difference is in the thickness. It's like the difference between a hot dog and a salami.
Hot dog?
I got the hot dog up to my mouth again, and I was ready to bite, and the scream got louder.
Hey, yeah! Where is it?
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yeah, who wants to play with my sissy dick? I've been hearing that phrase a lot lately, which, you know, should clue you in as to the type of websites I visit and the company I keep. But yeah, I think Rob Peters was the first person to say sissy dick on Distorted View. Remember the old guy who would wear diapers? He liked to be degraded by men and women alike. I'm just a fag. I'm a submissive fag. That old man, he refused to talk to Distorted View. He would go on camera wearing a diaper, wearing lipstick, you know, talk about how he's, you know, shitting in his diaper for his mistress, but he would not talk to me for 5 minutes. I mean, that says a lot about Distorted View. Doesn't it? People won't touch us with a 10-foot pole, but they will be fucked, you know, by a middle-aged woman with a strap-on. That's, you know, that's okay. That's kosher. All right, here's a Craigslist ad for you. Chub looking to be degraded. You host. Man for Man, 25. Not sure if anyone else would be into this. looking for a masculine guy with a big dick and a big ego to humiliate and degrade me. All races welcome. I am a fat, ugly white guy and have a little sissy dick. Love for a masculine hung guy to make me kneel before him and utterly degrade me. Make me smell his cock, worship his balls, slap my face hard with his big dick. Also up for worshiping his godly feet if he so desires, but tells me I'm too much of a fat, ugly, pathetic little dick faggot to actually deserve to suck his dick, and every time I try, he forces my head away. Ultimately, you just jack off on my face and tell me to get the fuck out. That guy, by the way, is in Chicago, if you're interested. Let's move on to Sextastic Tuesday. This is a bit where I try to find ridiculous, bizarre, disgusting, or just poorly written sex stories. I then read them to you, and we all laugh. Call the kids. This is really family entertainment. All right, let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
All right, today's story is entitled My Big Black Boyfriend. I don't think we've ever done interracial porn, and it's very important that we do, especially considering today's socioeconomic climate. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I really hope to repair the relations between the whites and the blacks. This is really going to be my roots. This coming from the guy who brought the acronym TNB to common usage. All right, here we go. My big black boyfriend knows how to treat a, we'll say 18. Yeah. My big black boyfriend, that's what it says here. I thought it said something else, but it says 18. My big black boyfriend knows how to treat an 18-year-old cock slut like me. He snaps his fingers and I hungrily crawl across the floor towards him. I'm envisioning, like, you know that bitch who crawls out of the well in The Ring? She's a cock slut. All right. A dead cock slut. A dripping, wet, dead cock slut. Okay. Is there a better kind? All right. So she's crawling across the floor. He sits casually naked in his chair, his chocolate brown muscular body relaxed, and his strong legs spread wide so I can see the object of my love, my life, Some of you would think I'm perverted, and others of you may suspect I'm mentally ill. But I'll tell you, I'm not. I've just found the answer to all my longing. A reason to live. My black boyfriend's huge hunk of fuck meat. Before you call me a worthless slut, too late, please take into consideration that I just turned 18. Sorry. That's what it says here. And that I never had sex before I met Tyrone. Oh, could you come up with a better black name? That's so fucking played out. You know what I mean? Like, Tyrone, Leroy, Ray Ray. Why can't his name be Steven or Stuart? Or Armorall or something. I don't know. All right, I think I'm a pretty girl. At least my family and the kids at school always said so. My dad told me I was too young to date boys. At 18? Really? That's strange. And I had always obeyed my parents. That is, until I met Tyrone. Yeah, you meet one black guy, and of all the guys you could have fucked, you're gonna kill your poor father with this. Alright, that is until I met Tyrone. He swept me off my feet. I'm a tiny little girl, although I do have very large tits. Breasts. Tyrone is 6'6", and his body is that of a god. But he taught me that I don't need to worship his whole body. That's not my purpose in life. I only need to worship his enormous dick. I live now only for Tyrone's cock, so serve it in any way I can. That day I met him at the mall changed my life forever. Thank you, Spencer Gifts. It's where people fall in love. All right. That day I met him at the mall changed my life forever. Until then, I had an ordinary life with ordinary goals and dreams. Now I just want a black cock in my mouth 24/7. Within a week of meeting Tyrone, he had fucked away my virginity and taught me how to suck his huge cock to his satisfaction. Well, pleasing him wasn't easy, though. I had no experience, you see. I was just a stupid cunt. But he was patient. Is that a word he taught her? You're my stupid cunt. So, you know, it's a cute name, like Honey Bear or Muffin Tits. You know, it's a term of endearment. All right, I like Muffin Tits, personally. All right, where are we at here? But he was patient. He taught me that the most important thing in a cunt's life is to service her man's cock. He has a way with words. I think this guy's a pimp, actually. He urged me to run away from home and come live with him. So I did. I left my family and my friends, my school, my entire lifestyle. Well, she is 18. She's legally allowed to run away. My entire lifestyle to be with my boyfriend. I was in love. Once he had me living with him, he set about to change my love of him to love his big black prick. As I crawl across the floor, I see his teachings are going well, towards Tyrone in his chair, the bell he has hanging from my clit makes the prettiest little sound. It's so that, you know, he knows when she's coming, so we can tell the whore that he's fucking. Get away, my woman's coming. All right, the padlock he put through each of my nipples caused my tits to hang heavy and swing. Tyrone loves that. As I crawl, my eyes are riveted on his cock, hanging there half-hard between his strong brow. That's all they get, right? I think black guys' dicks can only really get half to three-fourths hard. All right, hanging there half-hard between his strong brown thighs. He wants me to only look at his cocks. Why plural? Not even bother with the guy's faces or body. Oh, I guess she's allowed to suck other cocks? Not even bother with the guy's faces or bodies. My eyes are to always be looking at his cock. Even when guys pass me on the street, I'm to look at the lumps in their pants and imagine how big and tasty their dicks are. I've learned that there are many different tastes to guys' pricks. This has taken lots of practice. Like, some are almondy. I'm not allowed any music or TV or ordinary books or magazines. Sounds like a wonderful life. I'm instructed to watch 4 hours of fuck videos each day. It sounds like my life. And Tyrone has me read books like Black Master's Teenage Slave. Tyrone has had a bad cold this week, so he frequently spits into a cup he has on the table next to him. Just blow your nose. When the cup is filled with his spit and nose gunk, he hands it to me to drink. I don't mind this because he is my boyfriend and my life to me. As I get closer to the chair, I can smell his dick and balls, and my pussy starts to tingle and get wet. There's no joy in the world for me like being able to suck his dick for him. It's so large, over 10 inches, that at first, when he face-fucked me, it really ripped up my throat. I couldn't talk for about a week. But Tyrone never was gentle. That is for other guys to be. Sissy guys, you see. Sissy guys! Sissy cock! No, Tyrone takes what he wants, and that is why I love him so much. His black cock is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. My eyes tear up, and I get a lump in my throat when he puts on pants because I can't stand to have it covered up. When he comes home from selling drugs or playing basketball, you know, things black people do, basketball and drugs, he will sometimes throw his dirty underwear and jockstrap to me, and I get to suck on it or smell where his prickin' balls have been all day. It still hurts when he fucks me because his cock is so big and he's so rough. It hurts even more when he fucks my ass. I just turned 18 last week, and a few months ago I didn't even know people got fucked in the ass. Now it happens to me 5 or 10 times a day. You see, Tyrone makes me allow all of his friends to fuck me too. He says it's right for him to share me. This Tyrone has a big heart, sharing your pussy with all of his friends like that. All right, where are we at here? So I have to suck and get fucked by up to 15 guys each day. In the mouth, and cunt, and asshole. Tyrone fucks other girls, of course. He kindly explained to me that my cunt just wasn't enough to satisfy him, you see. That doesn't mean he doesn't love me and that I'm not his girlfriend. He just needs fresh pussy, as opposed to my worn-out, disgusting pussy. I can understand that, but I don't like it that he comes home after fucking other girls with his dick unwashed and then wants me to lick and suck the dried cunt slime. Wait a second, let me read that again. It bears repeating. I can understand that, but I don't like it that he comes home after fucking other girls with his dick unwashed and then wants me to lick and suck the dried cunt slime from his prickin' balls. Clean it up, he says, slumping in his chair to smoke a joint. I have to lick every trace of the fuck off of his huge orange-sized nuts and his massive prick. But because I love the dick so much, I'm willing to do it. And soon, the taste of cunt goes away and I'm left with the wonderful flavor of his fuck meat. The only time I really hate it is when he's fucked some girl in the ass, and then I really can't stand the taste. Still, I have to do it if I want to keep him as my boyfriend. Please don't think he isn't wonderful to me, though. You see, Tyrone's made me his special toilet girl. That means that of all the girls he fucks, he only pisses in my mouth. That's why I'm allowed to sleep in his bedside on the floor, so when he needs to take a leak from that huge, fat, wonderful black fuck sausage, I can slide it in my mouth and swallow his urine. He tells me that soon I will learn other ways to please him, and he will no longer need toilet paper. I wonder what that could mean. I'm just a stupid 18-year-old. I'm so happy. I'm glad I left my parents' home. By the way, I'm not allowed to use a toilet, as that's for my boyfriend to use. I have to do my job in a litter box, often with all of his friends watching. They laugh a lot and have a really good time watching me piss and shit. I do get to clean Tyrone's toilet, though, with my mouth. Dun, dun, dun. He will sometimes order me to stick 3 or 4 fingers up my cunt and sit that way. He says soon my entire hand will fit up inside my twat, and then we'll work on working my other hand up my asshole at the same time. I know it'll hurt, but I also know I'll do whatever Tyrone wants. After all, he is my big black boyfriend. The end. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for December 20th, 2011. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. Pay attention for a limited time. And this is great because Christmas is just around the corner. New Year's is just around the corner. Get your wife or girlfriend a nice fuck outfit for New Year's. Or a dildo or a pocket pussy. Something for yourself. Whatever. AdamandEve.com has a huge selection of over 20,000 items. We're talking lingerie, lube, videos, toys. Anything you could possibly imagine or want to stick in your pussy, Adam and Eve probably has you covered. Go there right now. You can get 50% off just about any item. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout. FREAK. You'll automatically see the huge savings in your cart. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Again, that's at adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK. That is quite a bargain. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. The Just a couple of other things to mention. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. Today we've got an extended show, so paying members will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. On Thursday we'll be doing an exclusive show, so it's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus all of the exclusive content. I try to do video casts for you as well and other extras. Go there right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up. And don't forget to sign up at the new distortedview.com, which is free. You can post and share videos and meet other freaks, stuff like that. It's a good time. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, do you guys recognize the name Heather Donahue? Probably not. But back in 1999, she was the next big thing in Hollywood. Yeah, she starred in the Blair Witch Project. She was the Brat. Hi. So scared. I think that was her line, right? And that, because she has the camera, she's using the camera, she's holding it up to herself, and you just see her nose, and then there's like snot coming out of it and shit. It's a fantastic scene. In 1999, Upper Darby native slash actress Heather Donahue and her Blair Witch Project co-stars made moviegoers nauseous with their shaky camera work. But by 2007, Donahue was controlling nausea for medical marijuana patients in California, where she was growing weed. Yeah, the whole acting thing didn't work out so well for her. Donahue will be 37 next week. She documents her years spent cultivating marijuana in Grow Girl out January 5th. I think it's just Grow Girl. You don't have to say it black. Go Grow Girl out January 5th from Gotham Penguin Publishing. She received her own prescription for medical marijuana in 2007 due to her PMS. It is kind of a fucking joke, right? You can get medical marijuana prescriptions for just about anything. Just give them fucking marijuana. Just sell marijuana. What is this little fucking charade? Yeah, I've got PMS. I stubbed my toe. All right, here's a year's prescription. All right, she got involved in medical marijuana after getting frustrated with her acting career. Oh, shit. I took all of my stuff into the desert related to my acting career and burned it all. .. Except for the paychecks. Even the blue sky cap from the Blair Witch Project? No, that's the only thing I kept. I figured if things got really bad, I could always sell it on eBay. Oh, that's so sad. She recently attended her Upper Darby High School 20-year reunion. Her new career started after Donahue. Oh, that's got to be so depressing. Why would you go to your high school reunion? Yes, you were in a movie. And then after that, nothing. So the everyone's going to recognize you from the movie, but then say, well, what have you been doing for the past, 12 years? Since then? I've been keeping busy. I do a lot of stage work. And selling drugs, also. Her new career started after Donahue met a man who had lived in Nougat Town. Well, that sounds like a nice place. Maybe it's Nugget Town. I prefer Nougat. A Northern California community where growing weed was common. Donahue was always an avid gardener and a lover of pot, so she took right to it. I became a solitary country girl, said Donahue, who lived in Los Angeles for years after graduating from the University of Arts in 2005. Is that a real school? The University of Arts? That sounds made up. Yeah, I graduated from college university. I'm from State U. All right, whatever. Doesn't matter. I don't care about this broad. Why am I reading about her? Let's just move on to the next story. She's growing pot. Big fucking deal. Second story we have for you today. Now, this one interests me a little more. It comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yes, it sure is. When a deputy spoke to John Westcott Dixon Jr. at the McDonald's, the deputy was greeted by a strong smell that many would consider unpleasant. The odor was of what the deputy believed to be feces. The deputy encountered Dixon, 62, who really does look like a crazy, crazy man. The deputies encountered Dixon, 62, on December 14th after going to a McDonald's for a disturbance-related incident. Two witnesses said Dixon was asked to leave due to his overpowering odor of feces, a report states. One of the witnesses said Dixon grew angry and began yelling, spilling beverages, and hitting tables. I believe we have some audio of that.
Ah,
Yes, he's very unhappy with his McDouble. All right, the other witnesses said when Dixon went into the playground area, the adult customers got their kids and left because of Dixon's disorderly behavior. The witness said she told Dixon to leave several times, but he wouldn't. As the deputy arrested Dixon, the deputy noticed brown streaks on Dixon's jeans. The deputy reported Dixon couldn't sign a trespass warning due to having feces on his hands and being in handcuffs. Dixon, listed as homeless, was arrested on misdemeanor charges, including disorderly conduct and trespass after warning. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Vancouver. Two Santas may have drunk a little too much eggnog at a North Vancouver pub last night. All right, here's the deal. You guys know how irresponsible it is to take your children to a mall Santa or something, because they're always drunks. Always. Right? There's a reason why they're mall Santas. You know what I mean? It's not because they like children. And if it is, it's because they like children. It's because they, you know, need money for booze and they can't find any other type of work. And they're alcoholics, you see. Case in point, two men in full Santa garb got into a fight with another man and fled. It's unknown whether a sleigh was involved, though, after police were called. The fight happened at around 11 p.m. at the Rusty Gull Pub, a bar in Lonsdale. When police arrived, they found one man with minor injuries after suffering from one of Santa's haymakers. Patrols for Santa were negative, said RCMP spokesman Richard DeJong. I guess they took off on their sleigh somewhere. Meanwhile, someone's got a busted up face. The victim was taken to the Lionsgate Hospital and quickly released. Neither Santa was found nor charged, and it's still unknown why the fight occurred. Probably the Christmas spirit got the best of them. What the fuck does that mean? I don't remember the song being titled The 12 Concussions of Christmas. Joy to the world. Now here's a black eye. All right. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yeah, by the way, if you've never called into the voicemail line, consider saying hi. 206-666-4463. I would love to play some calls from new people.
When you go to the fucking bathroom, say something. God damn it. When I try to sell this house, they have to tear up the floor in that thing. It'll cost me thousands. And you can't. So.
This is a good impression of Brandon's mom. By the way, I think it was last week sometime I played a little compilation of some of her greatest shits at the top of the extended portion of the show. I guess it would be last Tuesday I did this. Or maybe it was Thursday on the exclusive show. I think it was Tuesday. But, yeah, because Brandon emailed me and said, hey, it's the anniversary of when I started sending you audio of my mom.
Oh, the house? If the floor is ruined, you can't sell the house.
Yes. A little lesson on house selling, real estate sales. Okay, that was absolutely nothing. Dog fucking barking, okay?
Hi, Ken. Vince from Seattle.
Hi, Vince.
I just signed my union contract here, and my last paycheck was $4,637. Well, yeah, some dude at my work and some other black chick were complaining that their $5,000 bonus wasn't enough.
What
the fuck, dude? Anyways, I had to use a different...
How often do you get those paychecks?
...email address when I signed up for your new site or your Distorted View message board. Because the groups are like TNB, dude, and I want somebody searching my fucking email address and see that I'm some racist website. So I had to use a dummy one. And also, WoW fucking sucks, dude. I'm signing up for the Star Wars game, The Old Republic.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have to deal with this bullshit anymore. My fucking account's getting hacked.
I'm very upset with World of Warcraft for some reason. Yeah, I mean, you know, just what? I don't understand. People get afraid to sign up for distortedview.com because they don't want their email associated. Who? First of all, no one is that. None of you are that important that you matter. That anyone's going to do any sort of digging. Like, oh my god, this guy's a member of some website that features TNB or, you know, whatever. It doesn't make any sense to me, but yeah, if you want to sign up using a dummy account, I don't care. Whatever.
Hey, Sam, it's Matt in Kansas, and I love it when you get really worked up. It's so funny to me when you're just irritated. Like, if you doubted the Snagglepuss thing, go back and listen to you breaking down that Rick Perry ad, because you are heading for stage left, my man. such good
stuff. You think I sound like Snagglepuss when I was talking about Rick Perry? Maybe I was.
Jim, it's Title Kenny. Anyone actually know it's Cheryl Michalski.
You are not Cheryl. You are an imposter.
Okay, I'll stop with my fucking impression.
Yeah.
Anyways, hey, Tim. Sideshow member Justin here, and I'm just calling in, even though my birthday is tomorrow, December 16th, I'm just calling in to see if you can wish me a happy birthday. So I guess I'll just go ahead and say Happy New Year 2013, because that's probably when you'll play this anyways.
All right, look, what, it's the 20th, and you're calling on the, what, 15th? Because your birthday is the 16th, or is that right?
I love the show. Great work.
It's like, come on. I'm not that far behind.
I don't know which one I'd like you to play me, but just whatever you can. Or if you could even sing it live, or Miss Miller, or anything like that, that'd be great. Okay, thanks.
Let me see what I have here. Let me see. Happy... I don't know if I have any birthday music. How about this one?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy
Jesus Christ. Sorry if I just blew your fucking ears off. God damn. And here is a possessed toddler.
Coco.
Congratulations, your child's retarded. Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Oh my goodness.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, long-legged Mac Daddy.
What is this? One? Happy birthday! All right, back to the voicemails here now. Shit, I'm all fucked up here. I'm sorry. Let me just get back to my voicemails here. Where are we at? This one?
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas, and I love it when you get...
No, that's wrong. So this one's...
Hi, Tim, it's Title Kenny.
No, that's wrong.
Shout out to Stevie Boo Henson from Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yeah, everyone loves that.
Hey, what's going on? Tim, this is James, man, a long-time listener. First time calling you up. I just called to let you know that I tried to become a member of the Daily View on your website. That's through that fucked-up wordplay, WordPress, I mean.
He's not getting any of these words right.
It's not letting anybody register anything.
That's not true.
So you might want to have them do some kind of tweaking on the site so people can start signing up more. I podcast you on other venues, but I'm trying to actually like become a donator. So people fix the website so that people can log in and register.
You're the first person that said that you've had any trouble. What exactly is going wrong? I don't know. Maybe it's...
Hey, Tim, Donut.
He called back in, a couple days ago, so maybe it's been fixed.
Hey, Tim, Donut, Sean here. Hey, I just got finished listening to the Xmas Sextastic Tuesday.
Yeah.
you know what I'm thinking?
What?
I'm thinking that is a prequel to the song Death of an Elf.
It might be.
Play it, Tim.
Yeah. Someone should really do a flash animation to Death of an Elf. Why isn't Lazy Boy on top of that? Okay, thank you. And finally today...
Hey, Boo. Happy holidays, fucker. Hey, I got a homeboy.
It's a sober Spiral Ham fucker.
Dave Carney, the Carn. Formerly the Skateboard Mag. Now
I don't know what you're talking about.
Big brother of all of us. Fucking homeboy. He talks about he's got a... black friend who refers to a lot of these things as white people problems, right? You know what I'm talking about, Boo?
Yes.
People complain about simple shit. Sounds like white people problems.
All right, well, thank you very much, Spiral Ham Fucker.
Spiral Ham Fucker.
And my origins are unknown.
Spiral Ham Fucker.
Fuck, I'm in LA getting stoned.
Spiral Ham Fucker created his own theme song.
Spiral Ham Fucker.
And my origins are unknown.
Spiral Ham Fucker.
Fuck, I'm in LA getting stoned.
Just a bunch of fucktards listening to this program. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is no God. Spread the distortion. STD, very important. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Sign up for distortedview.com. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Beautiful, 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 beautiful day.